Good morning. I'm Dr. Elmo Patterson. Thank you for tuning in to the Indwelling Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, the Indwelling Spirit of God is present this morning, and it is at work. Yes, it is work. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It is work. Why? Because he watched over me all last night. And not only that, he waked me up this morning. And he closed me in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. I look around, and I can look around and have eyes that I can see all of his glory. And I can have limbs to go about. Isn't the Lord good? Oh, blessed is a man who trusts the Lord. Oh, the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we come this morning from 2 Kings and 4. Let us read. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bowmen. To take her two sons to go and work off her debt, be slaves to work off her debt. She had a problem, but she taken her problems to the right one. Are we taking our problems to the right one? Are we taking our problems to God? Or she taking her problem to the right one? She taking her problem to one of God's messenger, Elijah. Brothers and sisters, in our text today, a widow woman who was the wife of a prophet who had died, she brought her problems to the right one, Elijah. Elijah, a prophet sent by God to teach, to spread the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jude. Having divine inspiration to predict the future. And he was gifted with profound more insight. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this widow woman was in an awful bad situation. Oh, Lord, did anyone know what I'm talking about this morning? And she needed help. But she was the wife of a prophet. But misfortune had befell her. She was unable to pay her creditors. And her husband was dead. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. And they tell me the creditors had came to take her sons as bowmen, to work 7 years to pay her debt. Oh, Lord. I said 7 years to pay her debt. And Deuteronomy 15, God gave his people Israel law concerning the law of debt, saying at the end of 7 years, the creditor shall release one of all debts. I said, at the end of 7 years, all of the debt should be settled. Have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Settled, because God created everything. He created the earth, heaven, and everything heaven is, but on his seventh day, what did he do? He rested. So he said, on his seventh
7 years, and the debt shall be settled. Saying, oh, the end of the 7 years, the creditor shall release all of his debts. Brothers and sisters, and it say, this release of that debts. Have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And in the 7 year, he say, after releasing, is at hand, don't let your eyes be evil against the poor man. Look at what he's saying now. He said, after you release him, don't let your eyes be evil against him. Evil against him by giving him nothing. But if thou givest to him, and thy heart shall be not grievous in your giving, God say he will bless him and all his work. I said he will bless him and all his works. Thank you, Jesus. If you give from the heart what he's saying, you will get blessings. We find out there was a woman who gave one mite, and there was one who gave plenty. And they asked Jesus, who gave the most? And Jesus said, the woman who gave what? The mite. They said, how could this be so? See, because she gave it from her heart. Oh, Lord, the Lord wants you to give. But to give it from your heart. Let that be love in your giving. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? He's saying, and he said, I will bless thee in all thy works. Say, but the poor shall never cease out of the land. The poor will always be here. Therefore, he said, I command thee that thou open thy hand wide unto thy brother, the poor, and those that are needed in the land. Just don't give a little. Your pot is running over. Just don't give a little. Give them according to how God has blessed you. The more God bless you, the more you give. The more you give, the more God will bless you. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. Yes, and tell me. Brothers and sisters, the widow woman's sons would have to work 7 years to pay off their mother's debt. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes we wonder, how can this happen to the wife of one of God's prophets? Oh, Lord, brothers and sisters, see, God allow misfortunes to befall the righteous. That they may prove to others that they will yet trust God. Prove that they will yet trust God in spite of. Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you yet trusting God? When you have lost a job. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. When your home have been foreclosed. Oh, Lord. When your Mercedes has been repo. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. When you can't afford your updo. Oh, are you yet trusting in God? Oh, if you trust in God and hold on to your faith, he will not disappoint you. He will always
be on time. He is an on-time God. It tell me Nelson Mandela was in prison for 27 years for fighting for injustice for all. But he yet trusted in the Lord. He never gave up. Oh, my Lord. And it tell me God opened those doors up. And Nelson Mandela walked out a free man. Isn't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. Is anybody trusting the Lord? He will not disappoint you. It tell me, take your problem to the right one. One Christ, our Lord. Take them to Christ. And Matthew's 11:28, it tell me Jesus said, come unto me. He wants you to come unto him that are labor and heavy laden. Heavy laden by the burden of this world. He wants you to come to the one that cares. Come to Jesus. Take your problems, your burdens to the one who cares. Jesus, he is meek, oh my Lord. He is low at heart, tender heart, kind and gentle at heart. Oh, he will give you rest from your burdens, your heavy burdens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever got you burdened down this morning, you might have a hospital bill that you cannot pay. Well, every time you pay one, you got to go back into the hospital again. Every time you get one down. Oh, take your problem to Jesus, the right one, and he will take care of your problem. He is a problem solver. He is a problem solver. Oh, take your problem to Jesus. Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord is good. Ain't he good? I say the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who put their trust in him. Whoa! If you put your trust in the Lord, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, this widow woman, knowing what was going to happen to her sons, she put her trust in God to provide a way for her to pay her creditors. Oh Lord, look what she put her trust in. She put her trust in God to provide a way. He's the same God now. Whatever you've gone through, put your trust in God, and he will provide a way. He provide a way by bringing her problem to Elijah. Oh, she's taking her problem to Elijah, a prophet of God, a godly man, one who feared and loved God. Oh, hallelujah. She brought her problem to the right one. Oh, to the right man, one, a godly man, who had direct access to God. Hallelujah. An open line at all times. He had an open line at all times. Whoa, it says in Psalm 37, this what David said. David acknowledged that God will always provide, saying, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsake, or the seed begging for bread. Whoa, whoa, righteous, I see. God would never forsaken them. Whoa, he will always be there. Whatever you're going through, he will be there to bring you through. Whoa, what do you need? He'll provide for your needs. Whoa, if you need a doctor, he can be a doctor. If you need a lawyer, he can be a lawyer. Whatever you need, God can provide. It says, saying, he said, never seen them, the righteous, but babe for bread. We ourselves taking our problem to the right one. Whoa, I said, are we ourselves taking our problem to the right one? Who is that God? If you take him to God, you take him to the right one. If you don't take him to the God, you'll be disappointed. Oh, if you don't want to be disappointed, take your problem to God. He is able to take care of your problem. For the Lord will never leave you. Oh, Lord, I'll forsake you. Whatever you are encountering, God will be there with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I said he'll be there with you to give you what? The courage, to give you the strength, to give you to overcome your adversity. Oh, Lord, God, he's always there. He will be there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it tell me in 2 Kings, there was a captain named Naaman. Oh, he was a captain of the Syrian army. It tell me a Syrian army. He was a great man of war, but was a victim of leprosy, leprosy, a deadly disease. Whoa, a deadly disease. He was a victim of, it tell me, but he taken his problems to the right one. Whoa, I said he taken his problem to the right one. Elijah, a prophet of God. Oh, Elijah sent him a message telling him to go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times. Wash there 7 times. Whoa, I said 7 times. And he will be clean from his leprosy. Whoa, it tell me Naaman went down there in an old dirty water, the Jordan River, and he washed in that old Jordan River and the 7 times. And it tell me by him going there, he was cleansed of his leprosy. It wasn't the water that cleansed him up. It was what was in the water. In the water was the divine power of God that cleansed him of his leprosy. The water didn't clean him. God cleaned him up. Just do what God tell you to do. Does anybody have leprosy today? Does anybody have cancer today? Take your problem to God, and he will take care of you. Oh, Lord, he will take care of you. Well, he cleaned up the leprosy of Naaman. Now, brothers and sisters, we can see that this widow woman, this widow woman, her problems, her problems, she taken to the right one, a prophet, a man of God, who had the widow woman to use what she had. Whoa, to use what she had. Oh, Lord, God can take anything and make it out of what he wanted to be. He can take nothing and make something out of. Only thing she had was a pot of oil. Just a pot of oil. Oh, Lord. there wasn't very much value in a pot of oil. But they tell me a pot of oil in an ordinary man's hand is just a pot of oil. But a pot of oil in the hands of a man of God, it tell me it will not go empty. And it tell me it will not go empty. And it say through the divine power of God, it tell me Elijah pulled oil out of that one pot. Oh, Lord, and he filled many, 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 many pots of oil full. Whoa, look at God taking care of a problem. Down now, it tell me, taking care of a problem. And it tell me, the widow woman, she had pots of oil all through the house, all on the outside the house, everywhere. And she taking it all and had people to come, and she sold all the oil. She sold to all, and she had plenty left over, and she paid off her creditors. Isn't God good? Take your problem to the right one, like the widow woman did. Take it to a one of God. Take it to God, and God will work out your problem. He will take care of your problem. If you're out of debt, you got a debt you can't pay. Every time you pay one, a note on it, seems like something happened, and you had to make another loan. You never can get out. Take your problem to God, and he will take care of your problem. Take your problem to God. Seem like you have an issue of health. Seem like you can't get by. Seem like you can't get rid of it. Take it to God, and God will take care of your physical problem. He is able. He is able, cause he's taking care of the problem of the woman with the issue of blood. Whoa! She had an issue of blood for 7 years, and she heard about Jesus, and she taken her problems to the right one, Jesus, and she pushed away to the crowd, and they tell me she touched the hem of his garment. Oh, and they said the pressure of Jesus came out of him. Oh, and she was clean in the issue of blood. Anybody need to be cleaned this morning? Jesus is the one to take a problem to. Now. So we are to take our problems to the Lord. Lord Christ. And we won't be disappointed. Jesus having all power in heaven and earth in his hand, having the power to deliver us from our adversity. Yes, by man sinning, we was in debt for some 2,000 years, and all the oil in the whole world was not enough to pay off our debt. It would not pay off our debt, but, without hesitation, God begotten Son, Jesus, he voluntarily to give his life, give his life for our sin, to settle our debt. He tell me, he to settle our debt. Saying no man is taking his life. He's saying he laid it down himself. And he had the power to resurrect it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He tell me he was oppressed. Oh, Lord, don't anybody know what I'm talking about? He opened not his mouth because he wanted to sell our debt. They wounded him for our transgression. He opened not his mouth. He wanted to sell our debt. They tell me, yes, our transgression was upon him.
Oh, he opened not his mouth. They tell me they stabbed him in the side, and the blood and water come streaming out. They tell me he looked up into the heaven, and he said, Father, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our debt have been paid in full. I said paid in full because Jesus paid it by giving his life. So now, brothers and sisters, we can pluck up. We can rejoice. Rejoice in our spirit. We have been set free. Free from the burdens of sin, from the shackles of death. Jesus has set us free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, for settling our debt. Our debt has been settled. Oh, now, since our debt been settled, we can go home. At home that not has not been made by hand. The one that he mentioned in his father's house, a minute mentioned. That's the home that we can go to. The only way we can go is through Jesus, because he has settled our debt. Yes, he settled our debt. So now we can go home to that home that he had went prepared for us. Hallelujah! Is anybody getting ready to go home? Because Jesus is coming back. He said, the dead will rise, and those that are alive will change the twinkling of an eye. And then there will meet him in the heavens, and they will go to their new home. Yes, take your problem to the right one. Take your problem to Jesus. He's able to take care of your problem. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the indwelling Spirit of God. And may God be with you until we see you next week. May God bless you. Amen.